KSDR welcomes you to this week's edition of On the Water and in the Air. It's not always about where the fish are biting or where the birds are flying. It's talk about how to go get them.
On the Water and in the Air with your hosts Neil Jensen, Randy Aggermeyer, and Lynn Jurens.
Oh, goodness gracious. The other two boys must have wanted to snuggle with their wives and snuggle in their blankets this morning, Randy.
It's just Randy.
Grimes, the head of the radio station, and I today. But we're going to heat it up a little bit with good conversation from Pete Harsh. He's in Devil's Lake, North Dakota. Just want to remind everybody, when is the 31st of January? Pretty close today, right? Last day that your fishing licenses in South Dakota are active. So might want to get that new license renewed. That was a good reminder from South Dakota Game Fish and Parks this week. Let's see. The coffee's warm. What else do we have for coming up? Just stay warm. Make sure their boilers are running. We had to work on that throughout the night at our house. Got to heat that water if you're going to use it to heat the floors. And you know, just everything kind of gets pushed to the max. I talked to our good friend, a heating guy, last night. I said, any emergencies? He goes, always a few when things get pushed to the limit here. So, I don't know. Is it cold? You know, let's go to Pete Harsh in Devil's Lake, North Dakota, because it's not cold enough in Watertown, South Dakota. Let's head north a little bit. Good morning, Pete Harsh.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you today?
Staying warm. It's actually, we've got a heat wave. It's up to 18 below.
Yes.
Yesterday morning at this time, we had 36 below.
Yes. I mean, this is nothing to this, is there? I think they are fishing today. The way it sounded, they were trying to get their machines started yesterday, weren't they?
Yesterday, they canceled, and the day before, but today they're out in full force.
Yeah,
all 10 guides have groups out.
Yeah, guides. The groups made it to Devil's Lake, huh? Yeah, we have Tracy Patterson joining us this morning. Zach Axtman, boy, there's a good angler that's running around that Devil's Lake, North Dakota area and doing a really nice job at fishing tournaments up there. Good morning, Zach. Pete, I posted it on Facebook. If we were sitting in 75-degree weather, hanging out in the boat and catching a walleye, putting a piece of worm on, what would our conversation be today?
Yeah, wouldn't be about the weather, that's for sure.
Would we get into politics if we were in your boat?
We'd probably be commenting on how quickly the wall is progressing.
Yes.
I don't know about that, but
Would we have any comments for Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, or would we just leave all that alone if we were fishing?
I think we'd leave it alone and enjoy the day. When you're out on the water fishing, it seems like everything, all the issues of the world kind of fade away, and you do what you're supposed to do out there. You catch fish, recharge your batteries.
Isn't that so true? You know, there's little sayings that go around, you know, once in a while. You kind of get into the fisherman's trance. Those that don't do this, I guess, wouldn't maybe understand, but, you know, wouldn't hurt to give that a try someday. And whether you're fishing on the shore by yourself or you hire a guide to get into the boat, you might want to head that way someday. It could be a good day today to do that also.
Well, the perch are biting when you can get out there and get on them. And there was a study last week came out that fishing was very good for your mental health. And I'm like, yeah, I figured that out 50 years ago. But fishing is the great thing. You're ready to quit your job on Friday, and after a weekend of fishing, you're ready to go back on Monday. I mean, whatever the age, whatever your situation in life, I always say fishing is a great equalizer.
Oh, it is. I think I read something, too, the other day, whether you're, some famous politician or a movie star or a professional football player and you've risen to the ranks, you sit in a boat with your fishing rod in your hand and everybody is equal. Isn't that true?
It's true. It's great way to build friendships, renew old ones, and make memories.
Yeah, some of the best friendships that I've developed and had the joy to have over the years has been some of your crew that you hang out with in Devil's Lake, North Dakota, and been a lot of changes. I mean, not major changes, but really the landscape in Devil's Lake and in the world of fishing has kind of changed with the news in September that there was a change in ownership of Mitchell's Guide Service.
That's true. Mitchell's Guide Service, Jason Mitchell and Kyle Blanchfield were the owners of it. And they sold Mitchell's Guide Service to Steve Zippy Dahl, who owns the Perch Patrol. The Perch Patrol was probably one of the most renowned ice fishing guide services in the country, and Zippy went year-round with that acquisition. And Kyle and Jason, you know, we're still all together and involved, but by selling it to Zippy, he can better serve the customers year-round and offering them both open water and ice fishing.
Well, I think a lot of people didn't know Zippy was actually working for him in the summer and guiding for Mitchell's Guide Service at times already. So not really much of a change in the world of fishing, but big, you know, really big news. I mean, Jason, he just was needed to dedicate his time somewhere else.
Well, Jason's TV program, you know, his outdoor program has really caught on, and every year it demanded more and more of his time, the coverage and making the shows and doing everything that requires. It became more than a full-time job, but Zippy had guided for Mitchell's Guide Service for 16 years on the water, and it was like one big, you know, we were kind of under the same umbrella, one big family. And it was a very smooth transition because many of the guides not only guide in the summer, they guide in the winter or vice versa. So we can take care of our summer customers with winter options, and our winter customers we can now take care of with summer options. We've expanded and enhanced our programs where we have more places to offer lodging and packages. Uh-huh. We're working hard to better accommodate the customers.
Ah, that's kind of some of the changes then. That's good to hear. So really, hate to say it, but I mean, with winter sports shows really kicking into high gear over the next 60 days, getting the dates that you want this summer is probably not a bad idea. Do they now go to the Perch Patrol's website? Where do people head to set up that appointment or that guide service for this summer if they want certain dates?
Well, we're still operating our Facebook page under Mitchell's Guide Service. We will be changing the name of it. And you can go there, or you can go to the Perch Patrol, and the phone numbers are there for them and the contacts. And we have an availability calendar, winter and summer. Like I say, right now they're running 10 guides a day, 4 people per guide. We're running 40 people a day, and they're catching fish. This was almost unprecedented. The Perch Patrol never cancels. The time I was with them, I retired from the winter program, but I'm active, very active in the summer. But we never had a cancellation, not once, to have 2 days, but... It was unprecedented, this cold spell. It was just too life-threatening to take people out on the ice.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? I mean, one little mistake, one little turn, and get caught in the ditch, and the games change real quick out there. The calendar that we're so used to seeing for the Perch Patrol in the winter, that's basically keeping that's where I think they like to head anybody. It's to, you know, if your dates, you go look for your dates if they're available in that calendar now in the summer also. That's the place to go.
It is, although you contact us directly, and if you got a special request or certain dates, sometimes we can shift things around and accommodate people. Zippy is famous for working hard to see that everybody is accommodated. You know, the customer service, and not just the taking people on the water and fishing, but the customer service, take care of the people's needs and getting them set up with what they want. I don't think any better is better than Zippy Doll.
So, Pete, the Perch really have been on, I mean, there's a good, solid population of Perch right now. Walleye's looking good for this upcoming year. It looks like, is the snow starting to build up? Are we going to have some good runoff and adding a foot or two to Devil's Lake?
We're not short on snow right now. We've got more snow than we had all last year. I came up to my home Monday, and I had about 3 feet of snow on the level on my deck that I had to shovel just to get the door open on my home. And, you know, we need spring runoff and a good thaw where it turns warm and it doesn't keep refreezing. That'll push a lot of water down. But the surveys, the Creel surveys and the surveys by Game and Fish as fish populations this fall, they were all encouraging. We're looking good on walleye. We have some year classes coming up that probably won't be big enough to keep this year, but they're incredible. And our perch population is up. Right now we have an abundance of 7 to 10-inch perch. You know, those year classes are strong.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a lot of jumbo perch, but those year classes coming up, they grow so quickly here. Boy, the next 2-3 years should be gangbusters. There's been some beautiful catches of perch. And in the winter, you know, it's weather-related. And fronts do affect perch, which I didn't know, you know, until about 10 years ago and I really started going after them. They do affect perch. And there's times when they'll just swim up, look at the bait, and turn away. And you're like, what am I doing wrong? And there's other times where you don't even have to watch the depth finder. You just watch your rod tip and they just slam it and they're on it, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Perch, I always say perch take a little finesse, and they can be frustrating like walleyes at times. When they're on, it's rock and roll. It's fun.
It's a competitive buzz underneath that ice fishing hole at times. But, yeah, I found that, you know, that's why some people just kind of can't quite handle the patience that it takes when these perch say, I'm just swimming by. But I also saw that on a camera that a friend of ours put down in a weed line here in a local lake recently. I mean, it looked like a bunch of walleyes were piranhas, and they were just swimming by the bait too. So, you know, game happens on anything. I saw a tournament was won on Devil's Lake a week or two ago with correct me if I'm wrong, like a little over 1 pound walleye. Isn't that crazy?
Yep. you know, these perch up here, one reason there are so many jumbo perch and their growth rates are so incredible is the abundance of freshwater shrimp. But this year's no exception. I guess the way I tell people, you know, if we went out for a big steak at night and just had a great meal and then headed back to wherever our lodging was, we could drive by 20 restaurants. We wouldn't stop and have another steak. And unfortunately, these perch, they're so well fed that there are just times they don't need to eat. You know, it's not a bunch of stunted, overpopulated perch that are starving that'll hit anything that moves. So it's a finesse game, and when they have their feeding periods, you want to be on them. But the rewards are great. That's why we've got people coming up from Texas to fish perch.
Isn't that crazy?
And you know what kind of nice weather they have down there. They're leaving that to come up here and fish.
I saw 3 vehicles in Watertown this week with Texas plates on. I'm like, oh, people, you just hit it perfect. You will never come back, I bet.
Well.
Anyway, good morning to we've got Brian Blackwell, local fisheries biologist here in Northeast South Dakota. Zach Hunke, a lot of people chiming in this morning because what else are we going to do? You know, it's kind of fun to just sit around and chat about fishing a little bit. Pete, the abundance of perch, though, you know, I saw a couple pictures last summer from that NWT. Jimmy Carroll's picture just still, it burns in my mind when he took about one of those 7 or 10 inch perch out of his live well because about a 28 or 30 inch or a 31 inch walleye had spit it up. Isn't that something? How the food chain just keeps rolling.
It is. It's either eat or beat, and if you're larger than something, you eat it. If you're smaller, you try to run and hide and look for something smaller than you. But that's a, it's an interesting world down under the water. We can look at it through a camera, but really it's an existence down there that there's constantly something going on. I don't know if I'd want to be a perch in Devil's Lake myself.
Yeah, between the 40-some-inch northerns.
Yeah, I think the biggest northern came out of our group was 48.5 inches. You know, that's a pretty good muskie in musky water. We don't have any muskies, but as a northern, that's huge.
Oh.
That's huge.
Yeah, that is big.
Biggest one in my boat was a 47-incher, but it weighed 23.5 pounds. And a lady caught it on a bobber with a 32nd-ounce jig. And a leech. We were fishing walleye, and fortunately it was lip-hooked, and I set her drag light, but it, she wanted to give the rod to her husband. Her wrist hurt, and I said, no, you better keep going. And
you talk about a great equalizer right there. That lady, that day, is going to remember that fish for the rest of her life.
It is, because it's going to be on her wall. She was from Illinois, so after we get it in the boat, I did... Fortunately, if I wouldn't have been able to grab the tail, it would have been gone, because I had a good net, but not that good, you know, not that big. And I said to her, well, what was your biggest northern before this? She looked at me and says, oh, about 3 pounds.
Ooh.
Her husband said, I've been to Canada 4 times, and I've never caught a northern like that. And I said, well, you better come back at the end of the day. I said, well, come back next year. We'll give it another try, but I'm not promising something like that every day. But a lot of nice northerns up here. I've really come to appreciate fishing northerns. You know, they're great table fare when you know how to get the bones out, and we all do. But I've really come to appreciate them as a fish. And what, you know, people think northerns bite all the time. No, they don't. There's days where you just can't keep them off, and the next day you can't hardly catch one. And I've studied them with my fishing, and, you know, I really enjoy the northern fishing. Of course, I'm always after walleye. Oh, my dog wants me to play catch. I'm going to hide her. She brought me her toy. Sorry about that.
Throw that rubber ducky for her. This dog, everybody, I've met this fantastic little dog. She really likes Larry. She's really Larry's buddy.
Yeah, Larry Zimmerman. She's got her favorites. He's one of them.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
She loves everybody.
Yeah,
and she's a retrieving fool. I'm working hard. I took her with a number of times with clients that, you know, were, that I knew well, and they wanted her to go in the boat. And we've been working on training her to put the fish in the live well, and we're about halfway there. She'll pick them up, and she'll dump them over by the live well, but she won't make sure everyone goes in. So,
isn't that
I had
awesome.
My old dog trained. I'd hand her the fish, and she'd go up to the front live well and drop it in. Shadow, but Jenny's only 14 months old, so I'm sure by the middle of next summer we'll have her putting fish in the live well pretty steady.
Yeah, that's fantastic. 1 minute to go here. We want to say good morning to Stephen. Stephen Peach. He says it's nice in Florida today. Everybody, get down there and see him. He's got a place for everybody. If anyone listening wants to go down and visit, I'm sure he'll buy the room for the night. Anyway, thank you, Pete. Here in the last 1 minute before we go to news, give everybody an idea on how they can get a hold of you, how they can get the guiding lined up here on Devil's Lake. Another fantastic year coming up.
Well, we're open still for some trips in the winter, but we're really booking ahead now. And you can get a hold of us through perchpatrolguideservice.com. You can go to Mitchell's Guide Service on Facebook or Perch Patrol Guide Service on Facebook or our websites. You can call me directly at 320-267-7193. Most people have a lot of questions, and this time of the year, we have time to answer them. We can help you out.
That is true.
So we really appreciate being on your show, and anything else we can do to help you guys down there, just give us a holler.
All right, so everyone call Pete Harsh. If not, look him up on Facebook or ask it on this Facebook feed. We're going to say over and out for another day of On the Water in the Air. It's 8 o'clock, so news time. Headed over to Randy. Take care.